Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue here on Vet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P, Wednesday morning. Appreciate Davis Maddock for dropping by on the show. We are live on X this hour, live on X, bet_sweats at Joe Ostrowski here, at SP Shoot there. So every Wednesday morning we do our power rankings. Had to change things up a little bit. It is normally 10 a.m. Eastern time, and we've got our list. It's a list of three. You see it on the board there, list of three, and we decided to go college football. And the route we took, quarterbacks that you trust. This I found to be challenging, but it's a good thing. It's a good exercise, and maybe it'll help you for this weekend or the coming weeks in college football because you have so many transfers, guys that have changed situations, new coaches, and maybe they've had success early in the year, but maybe not the best competition as they're just starting getting into conference play here. So, Sam, why don't you start us off? Start with number three, college football quarterbacks that you trust.
I didn't even realize it until just now that none of my quarterbacks have lost a game this year.
Wow.
Maybe that's why I got to these three quarterbacks. Right. We'll talk about it. Number one is not going to surprise you. Two and three, I think, might. So number three is a graduate transfer. So he's been around the block. 13 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 184.6, and he's about to go to Alabama and cover. That's Diego Pavia. I've been following him since he was at the Military Institute in New Mexico. Bet him a lot at New Mexico State and now at Vanderbilt. And it's very wild because after the great run Vandy had last year, mostly captained by Pavia, the win total this year was set at 5.5 in the summer. And I remember thinking, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense because it's Vanderbilt. They're 5-0 because of him. And he can do anything on the football field. He's pretty solid at protecting the ball. He just plays so hard, and his teammates love him. And I will be on the Vandy side for sure. I don't like a lot of things Tuesday and Wednesday, but I know for sure that Vandy's on my short list, and I will take north of 10. Diego Pavia, the way that he is so infectious in that locker room, and he just makes big plays. I mean, every time you see him out there, you think he could do something. I don't have Pavia Heisman stock. I missed the boat on that. I don't really feel like jumping in now at 15-1 or less, but I will trust him with money on him. And I will have money on him this weekend. But he's just an upper-class kid that I trust. Number two, also undefeated this year. He's 5-0. He's Haynes King at Georgia Tech. This guy is such a warrior, man. When it's third and three, he wants the first down himself. That's the type of player he is. Very physical, very strong, very bullish in terms of getting the yardage when Georgia Tech needs the yardage. I think he's gotten better as a passer, but you just really have to, Joe. When you're putting a list together like this, you have to find these guys that have been around the block. And with Haynes King, another redshirt senior who's been through it, who knows what it's like to lose. Haynes King was also the quarterback that found a way to beat Miami when Miami didn't take the knee a couple of years back. Haynes King was that quarterback that threw the game-winning touchdown when Miami should have had the game in the back. So I've kind of paid attention to him since that moment. And how do you not look at what they've done this year and think, oh, he's the reason for that? So that's a guy I think down the stretch I'll look to back quite a bit, especially as a dog. Haynes King, number two. Number one, not a surprise. You knew I was going to put Carson Beck on line one. I don't understand why people don't like him. Well, then again, I kind of do. I see some of the reasons. But all he does is win. He's 28-3 as a starter, Carson Beck. 28-3. He was 24-3 at Georgia, then got hurt and missed the playoff game where they lost to, was it Notre Dame? I think it was Notre Dame, right? Yeah, Notre Dame. And then Notre Dame beat Penn State, a real team.
Yep.
He just wins. 4-0 this year. Now, granted, the weaponry is awesome. I think Miami's done a great job recruiting, and the offensive line is sensational. I think they have the best offensive line in college football. But you try and poke holes in a kid like that. Well, I don't like the way his face looks, or I don't like. Shut up. The guy wins football games, and he's going to take Miami to either 11-1 or 12-0, make the playoff, and people are still going to try and poke holes in his game. He, coming into Georgia, was talked about as number one pick good. And I think his first season at Georgia was just fine. And then it just didn't kind of work out there, and he transfers, and he is in the perfect system, in the perfect offense that just made Cam Ward the number one pick in the draft. I trust Carson Beck more than I should. I have him to win the Heisman, so maybe I'm trying to speak this into existence. But in the fourth quarter, down by 6 points, needing a touchdown, there is no quarterback I trust more than Miami's Carson Beck.
All right. There you have it. Pavia, King, and then Beck number one overall. Sometimes we come into this and we always go blind. We have no idea. We do not talk it over. Okay, you take this guy, I'll take. There's none of that going on. So sometimes when it happens live on air, we're shocked that we are so different. And then sometimes we're shocked that our lists are so similar. Because this was, I viewed it as a complicated thing with all the changes. And, well, I'll just let you decide where we land. Number three, almost didn't make the list. I was going back and forth with another quarterback. I went with Carson Beck at number three. I didn't think he was going to make the list, but it was between him and Nussmeier. And just, you know, Nussmeier this year, his numbers aren't what you expected, especially after winning as a dog on the road in the first game of the year. Like, and then this past week, you know, probably swayed me a little bit with the loss there and not doing much offensively. But I did go with Carson Beck. I looked at guys that have experience, you know, that have skins on the wall. And certainly Carson Beck does. His third year as a starter, when you're there that long at Georgia, getting it done at the high level of the SEC, you've earned my trust. I mean, I think you're like, why don't people trust him? Why don't people like him? I think they remember that 24 touchdown, 6 interception year, and then he's a favorite to win the Heisman and people talking about him all offseason, and he doesn't meet those expectations. So then he ends up leaving Georgia. I think that's part of it. Like, they remember when he was a favorite and he didn't win it, so then he's viewed as a disaster. Now, well, we're seeing this year that that is not the case. So Beck makes my list as well. Not as high as you, but I did put him at number three overall. Number two, speaking of trying to speak things into existence, I put John Mateer, number two, the starting quarterback against Texas coming up in a couple of weeks, just about a week and a half from now. Yep, I'm going with John Mateer. Look at the leap that he's taken already. And I know a lot to be decided because we haven't seen him against the toughest opponent yet, but he's passed every test so far with flying colors. His OC comes with him. That was a narrative all off. Oh, well, is he going to be good? I don't know. Oh, he's bringing his OC from Waz. Yes. Yes. And he's been awesome so far. And I think he's going to be on the field in about 10 days or so. And I'm expecting him to shock the world, and I can't wait to get to that game. But I'm going John Mateer, and maybe, yes, there is a little bit of projection there. Number one overall, I took your three, Sammy. I went with Pavia, number one overall.
And just, what?
You asked me this yesterday, and I don't think I would have been there. And then the more and more I thought about it, after we talked it through, and then I started thinking about last year. Of course, you remember Bama and that upset. What was the biggest upset of the year last season? The entire college football calendar.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Had this to be it. Vandy over Bama. Had to be.
100%. As a 23-point dog, it was Vanderbilt over Alabama. In his time now at Vandy, at less than a year and a half, we're talking about 33 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Last year, as a 13-point dog to Virginia Tech, won outright. I mentioned Bama. Right after that Bama game, they're a 13-point dog to Kentucky. Wins outright. A big dog to Texas. They only lost by 3. Big dog to Tennessee late in the season. Only lost by a field goal. Earlier this year, they're a short dog to South Carolina, one of those hot teams all offseason. They whoop them 31-7. Like, what other tests does this guy have to pass? Big dogs, you don't want to go against them. And that makes me think about this weekend. I hear people say they love Pavia, but I'm going on the other side. Careful. Careful. History tells us that's not a good idea. So, quarterback I trust, imagine him at a higher profile school, right? Imagine him at one of the big schools and the difference that he would make. Look at the difference he's making now against better competition. So, quarterback I trust the most, I'm going Pavia 1, Mateer 2, Beck 3.
I love that you went Pavia 1. Did not expect that. I don't want to say that I wouldn't know what to make that price. Like, if somebody said, what are the odds that Joe puts Pavia 1? I don't. Maybe 20-1. But that would have been a nice long shot ticket for some. He also, you brought up the point about what if he was here or what if he went there. He wants to be at Vandy because Vandy took a chance on him. He loves where he's at, what they've created. And I honestly believe if you ask Diego Pavia about Saturday's game, he wholeheartedly believes they're going to win. Not even a shred of doubt. He thinks they're going to get the ball, go down the field, score 7, and they're going to have success all day long. That's why I roll with that guy. So naturally, we have to take Vanderbilt this weekend, right? If you have them one and I have them three, how do we not take the points?
How do we not take the 10.5? We have to. And we're going against the high of the Georgia win. Like, there are a lot of things that line up. Just at the very least, taking the points. Boy, if he were to pull that off. What if they win? What do we get?
I'd be very happy.
Plus,
very happy they won.
You can get plus 325 over at BetMGM. Yes, you would be happy.
I'm going to make a prediction here. I think Vandy's going to be in the room. I think Vandy plus 10.5 is going to be in the room.
Off the Bama win over Georgia?
No, off Bama beating Georgia?
I mean, there's that counterpoint, which is fair, but Pavia's Manziel 2.0, I think, and Manziel apparently is going to be on the sideline. I just think as far as hype and trendy, I think Vandy's going to be in the room. I missed the 10. It was there for like 6 hours. I can't say I'm going to lay 10.5, but I'll be looking at Bama.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah.
If Vandy's in the room, I'll be very sad. And I will get off whatever position I have on Vandy at that point in time. My only counter to that would be that the room is generally late to the party. The room had Georgia last week. Georgia was one of the five. Nobody wanted to bet Bama. And then Bama goes into Athens and snaps that long winning streak. And the room goes, oh, Bama is good. Now I'm going to lay 10.5. Like, that's kind of how the room thinks.
Correct.
I'd be surprised, actually. We might have to do a little side bet Pauly on this one, on who's in the room, okay. Vandy or Bama. Just a quick nugget on DeBoer, by the way. I had this come across my desk yesterday. Alabama is an underdog under DeBoer. Very, very good. But DeBoer is a dog all time, 10-2 ATS. 10-2. 9 outright wins. DeBoer is a favorite, 26-24-1 ATS. 7 outright losses as a double-digit favorite. Joe, that's the definition of playing up to the competition and playing down to the competition.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is there a quarterback that you almost got two in your top three, but you just couldn't quite get there?
I thought about Ty Simpson, but I just don't trust him yet. I think the potential is there.
Yeah.
I need to see a little bit more. With these guys, I've seen it for years. And as they've matured into this season, one of the guys is 5-0. The second guy is 5-0. And Carson Beck is 4-0. I want seasoned quarterbacks that know how to win, that have learned how to win, I think is more important. I think Simpson could be a great quarterback, but I haven't seen enough yet to put him on there. I almost went, okay, the one guy that I wanted to put in there, but he's definitely not trustworthy because he's like Kyler Murray of college football, is Castellanos. Now he's at Florida State. I almost said Boston College. Used to be at Boston College. I like him, but I can't trust him.
I almost went Mendoza. I was kind of close on him. And then Nussmeier, like, I don't think he's meeting the expectations. But I was looking at experienced guys. Guys that have shocked the world. Guys with big wins and big spots. So that's kind of how I got my list. And I think you were, on some level, doing the exact same thing because we had two of the three the exact same. I was not projecting that at all. Joe O, Sammy P, what about some live dogs? What about some teaser plays? That's next. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.